Listen, 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gather round your radio now for
Uzi and Aaron.
Hello, it is great to be here. This is when the prizing starts. $50 up for grabs. You've got to have a famous person. Aaron, what are their first names got to be?
Helga or Tom?
Now, we've said we're not taking Tom Cruise.
Yeah, but so you said that about Sonia Kruger and you both buckled very
early.
Yeah,
but there's more Toms. Can I start with a Helga?
Please.
Helga's bread. Who is that? Where did the Helga and the bread come from? Is that a famous person?
I think the H is silent in that.
Helga, what?
Elga.
It's not Elga's bread.
No, it is.
That is ridiculous.
It's a soft H.
That is ridiculous. It's Elga's. Definitely not Elga's bread.
It's Elga's bread.
Well, that is pathetic. That's wrong. No one has ever said Elga's bread.
I do all the time.
Well, you're crazy.
I believe the ad is the bread Helga's.
Oh, yeah. So. I knew it was something catchy, yeah.
It's not Elga's.
Yeah.
What about Trent? Trent's coming in hot. What do you got, Trent?
Morning, guys.
Hey, Trent.
Hello. What do you got?
Tom Clancy.
Yeah.
Oh, of The Overflow.
No, of the author.
Oh.
Tom Clancy, he writes thriller sort of novels, doesn't he? Is that right, Trent?
Yes, I've never read one, but apparently so.
But he's also of The Overflow.
But I just love the fact that Trent from Winston Hills came up with an author, and that's what we should be. Mm. We should be an author show.
We should aspire to be more like Trent. That's brilliant, Trent.
We also would have accepted Keneally, wouldn't we, Trent?
Yes, absolutely.
A great Australian. Is Thomas Keneally still with us? That is the question.
Who
I'm
is
asking.
Thomas Keneally?
He wrote Schindler's List.
Oh, did he? My God.
It was actually Schindler's
Ark.
It was.
Yeah,
is he still with us?
Ooh.
50.
I'm Googling it. Yeah. He is.
What about Wikipedia Tom Hanks, the original COVID spreader in this land? Well, yeah. Celebrity one?
Love Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
He had COVID when it was, you know, fun
terrifying.
Thing. No, it wasn't terrifying.
No,
when
it was
he had
back
it.
Then.
No,
everyone
it was like,
was
we're
like,
involved.
Ooh.
It's great to, you know, a big celebrity bring that to this country.
And then Dickie got COVID and didn't even impact him because COVID was like, is this the best you got? Like his body's.
It impacted Ed because he was with his son, Christian Wilkins,
in
their underwear in Dancing with the Stars on Channel 10. And then.
In a cubicle?
Yeah, well, I don't think they were in a cubicle. If they were, they might have been celebrating a house purchase.
It was huge.
That's how I celebrate all my house purchases.
Why wouldn't you?
No, you're right. I know. I do. That's why I can't answer that because I do.
Exactly. Well, you can because that's why do you?
I don't know.
But you know what? This is a big show today.
Just quickly, Thomas Keneally still with us, 86 years old.
Oh, bless
last seen like at the Sydney Film Festival going to see Brave.
I just feel like he's passed.
Oh, God.
Just his.
Could you not?
No, I don't want him to.
No, I don't. I think you're. Are you thinking of Bryce Courtney?
Yes.
No, he's still here.
No, he has passed.
He has passed.
No, he's coming on my show.
Bryce. No, that must be Bryce, the Governor General.
No.
No, come on.
Oh, God. Feel like something Courtney is another author.
I feel like we're back on the Masked
or
Singer.
Or Bryce, another Bryce. Well, famous author is coming on my show.
Bryce Courtney has definitely passed.
Has
I'm
he?
Pretty sure. And Ed has said it. So
yeah, he was my auntie's neighbour, so he's certainly passed.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
God, who is it coming on my show then? This could be a really good show.
Was he living in your auntie's, was the neighbour, was it like, did was there an executive's auction in that for that house? I wonder.
No, it's very morbid of you, but yes, I did ask, and no, there wasn't.
Yeah, right. Because, would have been a nice house.
It was lovely.
Bryce Courtney wrote
The Power of One.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and women are from
Jeffrey
Mars.
Archer.
Jeffrey Archer. I reckon he might have passed.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Archer alive?
There's a famous author coming on my show that's a really big name.
J.K. Rowling?
No. Not Salman either.
No, can I just say Salman Rushdie, who was stabbed?
Be very careful here because we don't want to become a target.
No, I'm going to say something I heard on the radio the other day. His nephew or someone said they saw him.
Oh, yeah.
And he, after the terrible incident where he might lose an eye, and he said he has still got his sense of humour.
So you're endorsing him?
I'm endorsing senses of humour. I'm endorsing laughing at your problems.
Yeah.
And if we could all do that, there'd be less war in the world if you could laugh, if Putin had a sense of humour. You know,
yeah, he's severely lacking.
Then I think the world would be a better place. Is that reasonable to say? Absolutely. I feel like I'm out on my own here.
No,
I'm still Googling Jeffrey Archer. He's still with us. I just followed him on Twitter.
I'm still trying to figure out who's coming on my show.
I would say you need to talk to the producers.
No, I sorted it. I did it.
Well, you need to go.
You know what? Let me jump
to
and have a look.
A doctor because you have problems.
Thanks, Scoop.
You're too young to forget a famous author who's coming on your show.
No, he's really famous. In fact, I'm just going to the person who sent me his contact details now. I mean, do we hold it? Is this kind of...
No, I think we need to go to a song and you need to
About Jeffrey Archer.
Well, Jeffrey Archer's coming
on. Jeffrey Archer is coming on my show in September.
Oh, well, there you go.
He's a really big name.
Absolutely. A name that you should have remembered. But let's face it.
Look forward to seeing him.
He's a ladies' man, isn't he, Jeffrey?
You have to do a lot of research. Is he really? Why do you assume anyone who comes on my show has some interest in me sexually?
Well, isn't that a compliment to you?
Same with Andrew Bolt.
Susie, Ed and Erin. You know, enough with the carry-on. The NRL Grand Final will be in Sydney.
Of course
there's
it will be.
Absolutely no doubt about that.
Landis is a great operator, and this is why he's so good, because he plays everyone to a team.
Yeah, I don't like it, actually.
Really?
Yeah, let's just play the Grand Final in Sydney and not make people think that they're going to lose another Grand Final after 2 years of rubbish.
It'll be played here. He's just trying to get as much as he can for his suburban stadium.
Yeah, well, let's just get it done, all right?
Okay. Do you want me to text him, actually?
Yeah,
text him. Okay, I'm going to say, Husey.
No one here looks good.
I'm going to say, Husey says, just get it done, bro. Should I say bro or is that?
I don't know. It sounds aggressive.
Hey, Peter.
Champ. Say champ.
Champ. Husey says, keep it in Sydney. Get it done, champ.
Stop freaking the people out.
Champ. Stop freaking people out. Yeah, cool. You can carry
We've suffered enough.
People out. We've suffered enough. Anything else?
Can I get some ticks?
You get some tickets? Anything else?
Does he want to win a brand new Hyundai?
Do you want brand new
Husey, Ed and Erin. We will get to the home invasion I had to endure yesterday and the traumatic experience I had. That it will come up soon. But another traumatic experience is Erin Molan taking what I said as a joke and sending it to the boss of the NRL.
You watched me type it. You knew that I don't get jokes. I'm not a comedian. I take direction.
I thought it was just we were doing radio theatre. At no point did I think you were going to send the message. So
I don't lie to our audience. Look, let me read out what I sent.
Hang on. Before you do that, just for people who need context, the NRL are in a fight with the state government about money over stadiums, suburban stadiums.
So they made a commitment, Perrottet made a commitment to upgrade suburban stadiums. He then reneged on that after the flooding and said that money needs to go to helping flood-impacted areas. And Peter Vlandis, the chairman, got annoyed and said, well, stuff you, we'll take the grand final to Queensland. But that's still kind of ongoing, that debate.
Can I ask a small question?
Yes.
Can I ask a quick question?
Big one if you want.
Was it an odd choice for the NRL to say, hey, we need money for stadiums, when 2 weeks before they'd bought a pub in Brisbane?
Did they buy a pub?
You and your factual information is why this show is so good.
But you know what?
It's a really great point.
The fact is, it's freaking the people of New South Wales out who want the grand final to know the grand final is in New South Wales.
I'm pretty ear to the ground around NRL types. I've not encountered one person who's even remotely
worried. Actually, do you know what? I was in a cubicle with Kalen Ponga the other night, and he was pretty agitated.
Yeah,
the supporter. Imagine you support Penrith. All right, you're a Penrith supporter. You weren't allowed to go to last year's grand final because it was in Queensland.
Making it sound like they're cowering in their homes.
They won't let you go again.
Okay, so the text.
It's not in Ukraine. Like it could be just in a place that's quite easy to get to.
Yeah, exactly. At Olympic Stadium.
Okay.
That's easy to get to. You can walk there. Go to Brisbane, you got to pay for accommodation, and there's not as many seats.
Yeah, Queenslanders smell. So this is a text I sent. Hey, Peter, Husey says, and then in brackets as a direct quote in inverted commas, Keep it in Sydney. Get it done, champ. Stop freaking people out. Champ. We've suffered enough. Can he also get some tickets, which is weird because I've kept that in the quotation marks. Do you want brand new Hyundai with 10K cash in glove box? No tax, no questions, end quotation mark.
That's a direct bribe. I could go to court.
Peter Volandi's reply, hi, Aaron. Much appreciate Hughesy's advice, but he's an AFL man. He obviously doesn't know about the Tigers Foundation membership or the Eels.
Tell him the money I've pumped into the NRL this year.
They helped them buy that pub.
And West Tigers might finish like 15th.
You know? Which is one more than they would have finished, one higher had you not invested.
Exactly.
Okay. Anyway, back to this. Also, thanks for the Hyundai offer, but I'm...
What's he... Oh, can you
can
read
you just read? Can you just read that? Is that... I just don't know what that means.
Oh, I'm not a fan of... Not a fan of...
Porridge.
Porridge.
What does that mean? All I the best, know what that Peter. Means.
Is it porridge a term for a car that's not great?
God, do we need to... I don't... Are we going to need to dump this? Because is it... It wouldn't be a weird term, would it?
I think it's autocorrect, Tucson.
Okay.
If you haven't typed it before.
Well, he hasn't driven one then. That's yeah, what that's I can say with that.
No, you know why? Because the NRL is sponsored by another car. So he's just, you know, supporting them the way we support him.
Well, who sponsors the NRL?
Well, the Hyundai should be.
But
probably
who does?
Holden. They did for years.
Yeah, it used to be Holden. At the moment, I don't know.
I think it's Telstra, isn't it?
Yeah.
Telstra. And I'm a shareholder of that company as well.
So look out. That's a threat.
Crash investigator Hughes, we have reports of a relationship crashing and burning off the coast of Tinder.
My God, not another one. Did we recover the black box?
We sure did.
Well, stop wasting time. Get that thing open and let's see what went wrong.
Danny and Stephen matched on Tinder. It wasn't long until they started talking. Here's what went down. Aaron's playing Danny. Hughesy will be playing Stephen.
Danny is beautiful, by the way.
She is smoking hot. Goodness me. I'm assuming Stephen's probably attractive too.
Here we go. Danny, you're so hot.
That's so eloquently put. Stephen, you have a real way with words.
Where you from?
Sydney.
No, I'm in background.
Oh, German/Australian.
I thought you'd say horny/kinky or winky face.
What? My nationality is horny?
LOL, I don't know. I'm so lame. Can I have your number?
Where are you from?
Scottish.
Ah, just another Randy Scotsman then.
Ah, hey.
Is that you and your mum in your profile pic?
Are you ignoring that I'm horny?
Nope. Just curious.
Don't worry about that. Give me your number. Yeah?
You're going to have to be a little more polite and work a little harder than that.
OMG. Okay, Danny, I would really like your number, please.
Why don't we just talk on here for a moment? I'm getting a bit of a weird vibe.
Weird vibe? I just asked politely. Are you taking the piss?
What do you mean?
Forget it. I don't want it. I've done everything you asked and have waited patiently.
I wouldn't say you've been patient.
Danny. You're not the only blonde with blue eyes and no curves I have on here. On to the next one. LOL.
Stephen unmatches with Danny.
Wait, with no curves? Did he say that?
Well, he wrote. It was
what
written.
What a loser.
So...
That's what men always do, by the way, ladies. When you reject them or don't play their games, they just try and go nasty and low because they're douchebags.
Well, it's called negging. Danny,
yes.
You think
oh,
that
it's
you...
got a term.
Was he the one that got away, Danny? You regret...
Oh, absolute shocker.
You don't regret your attitude? I mean, he could have been the keeper. He could have been your lifelong partner.
He could have. I was... absolutely picking up red flags and weird vibes.
Uh-huh. It was like a red blanket, Danny. yeah, you know, your attitude was spot on. He was a knob.
Excuse my ignorance, yeah. But on Tinder, do you both have to swipe right? Is that to get the conversation going? So you must have initially swiped right. Is that right, Danny?
Yeah. Yeah. He was hot. You can't see the red flag.
There you go.
Hot people can be psychos too, apparently.
Yeah.
They don't have to work hard. That's the problem.
Yeah, I know.
Terrible.
What's your situation now, Danny?
I've changed dating apps.
Yeah, good. Yeah, good.
Well, you've got $500. $500? That's how easy it is to make money on this radio show. Mm-hmm. So easy. So the world's got very safe. Here's an example. I have mentioned, my son played a basketball Friday night. He got on court, hit a sweet two-pointer, all going well. Then he got elbowed in the forehead. And he's pointing over to me and I'm like, what? And then I saw a lump on his forehead and he went to the bench and called for ice.
Yeah, concussion. It's serious.
So we got him some ice. There's ice available at most stadiums, actually, if you do need ice at a stadium. So, but then he's sitting there with ice on his forehead and I'm like, let's get this kid back on, you know.
Definitely.
But then the coach is like, oh, he might be concussed. And I'm like, I don't think he's concussed. But he said he was a bit nauseous. And I'm like, So he sat out the rest of the game. And
smart move.
Look, but the next day he played and scored like 20 points in another game.
Right.
But I wonder whether he could have played that night. I think back in the day, people played through injuries.
Yeah, but now we know more. Now we look at the NFL and the NRL and the impact that concussion can have on people and their brain and their life after sport.
Yeah.
Yeah, but look, have we got...
It's hard, isn't it? Yeah. It's a hard one.
It is hard. But I'd still like to hear some inspiring stories about people who played through injury.
May I start?
Yes, please.
I didn't play through injury, but I was trying to undo the swing set when I was like 6 and fell, broke my arm, snapped it, and my sister dragged me under a bush to hide me because she hadn't helped me get it down and thought she'd get in trouble. And that weekend, with a cast on, I walked down the aisle.
You got married?
No, I was a flower girl. So I could have.
Bride. It's a whole story we didn't know about.
It explains a lot, doesn't it's like it?
Burying the lead.
Didn't I mention that earlier? But anyway, I persevered through pain. I could have pulled out.
Yep.
Well, I
Ed, surely you've lifted.
No, those flowers weren't going to throw themselves.
Well, you know what? That's yes.
Yeah,
all right.
Thank you. Could you give me kudos?
Here's another inspiring story. I was at the wedding of a former radio co-host, Kate Langbrook.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the flower girls was crying all the way through the ceremony. I'm thinking, why is this kid making it about her? You know, this is pathetic.
Yep.
Just get your head in the game.
Yep.
This is your auntie's big day.
Right.
And we found out after the ceremony that that young girl, who was probably 5 or 6 at the time, was being repeatedly stung by a wasp.
Yep, in the flowers.
During the ceremony. She stayed up there.
I thought you were going to say something. Oh, my God.
So people are tough. What have you played through? What did you get? You were injured. Look, we got $50 cold hard cash. So 13, 10, 60. You were injured, but you kept on trucking. You don't care. You're tough.
You kept going. Or maybe it was your kid, or maybe it was someone you know. Susie, Ed and Aaron. But my son was playing rep basketball Friday night, started off sweet two-pointer, then got an elbow in their forehead, lump on his head.
Hurt.
Yeah, it would have hurt, no doubt about it. He goes to the bench, they call for the ice, and me and my wife, who turned up as well, she's like, let's get him back on. But no. Concussion protocols, had to stay off. Next day he plays, scores 20 points.
Yeah.
Like I reckon he left some points out there. You know, and I think we've got to play through pain sometimes.
Well, people are playing through pain. Here is Robin from Drummoyne. You played through the pain.
Hello, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. So what was the injury you got, Robin?
I broke my ankle.
Yeah.
21st of December last year, racing, failing, twilight. snapped it at the back.
Yeah.
And so the skipper runs down, gets the ice off the beer, wraps it in a tea towel with electrical tape, and we continued to race and got a place. And then after the race, got off the boat, and they said, I'll come to dinner. And I went, oh, I've got to go to the hospital. No, no, come to dinner. Worry about it tomorrow.
Yeah.
And so I went to dinner. Next day, I got up and I went, oh, I had a pedicure book because it was Christmas. So I went and got the pedicure, and I said to the lady, I've got a sore ankle. Be careful. And then after that, I went to the hospital, and it was broken.
What? You are a legend. You know what? That is – that she's basically – for me, she's like Christopher Columbus. There's someone
–
Back when they used to sail around the world with scurvy and that's, stuff.
Mate, you're talking to a sailor. Roman, you know my sailing history?
No.
She was the tea lady on the...
I was not the tea lady. I won the Sydney to Hobart, Robin.
She was on the boat.
I started the Sydney to Hobart last year. I started second line.
You started it? Mm. You didn't finish it though, Robin?
World record time.
No, Tassie does that.
Yeah, it's hard.
Sydney starts it, Tassie finishes it.
Yeah. World record time, Robin. Yep.
Anyway.
Well, you guys could chat sailing down the marina because we need to get to Kat from Lane Cove. Kat, what happened?
Hi, guys. I had a big night, you know, PNC event at the school. Broke my toe on the way home. I was dressed up as Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
Hot.
Yeah. Home with the beast himself. Stubbed my toe on the back of his foot.
Oh.
Woke up in the morning with a nice black toe, and then I played a rugby sevens tournament.
What?
With a broken toe.
What?
Just yep. And just what? That you're an inspiration to yeah. I think all the young people.
Not even young, old.
Yeah, anyone.
Yep.
Do you drink at
old.
PNC?
I'm not young.
Do you drink at PNC events? I've never been to them, so this could be a stupid question.
They're pretty loose.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Yeah. Is it? What? Can yep. I just what, the acronym PNC? What does that stand for?
Parents and Carers.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
used to be parents and friends.
They are loose events, aren't they? Crazy how much alcohol can get imbibed
yeah.
at those joints.
Well,
I mean,
you got
people
kids. What
just
else
go
do you use to cope?
Go mad.
Yeah, get lit.
Hey, we've got to get to the news. Hughie's got to crank some clues, and we might keep talking. Thank $50 cash for you, Kat, but we might keep talking here. We've got a young gentleman who kept playing a game of AFL when possibly he. Should have been in heaven. It's quite an incredible story.
We don't ban people from ringing from anywhere, do we?
No, we do not, because on 131060, we're asking what injury have you played through. And joining us, because he listens on the listener app, and why wouldn't you, is Josh from Byron Bay. Hello, Josh.
Hey, mate, how you going?
Good. Have you seen any Hemsworths wandering around at Byron Bay recently?
Nah, not recently, mate. I'll keep a lookout for them, but...
Yeah, they're too busy in their compound, I suppose. Yeah,
wearing their no shoes and looking hot and with their sexy wives.
How
and
dare they.
Ugh,
but are they as hard as Josh is? Probably not. What happened, Josh?
So I was playing football about 4 years ago, and I had a big collision halfway through the second quarter, and I ended up, turned out I shattered my skull, the sinus bone, which is pretty much the bone that runs above your eyebrow.
Yeah.
And had 3 fractures in my nose as well.
So your skull's floating around, you know, inside that skin packet
it's
that it's in.
Shattered.
Completely shattered skull. So you went off the ground, I imagine, on a stretcher, straight into the ambulance, straight to hospital. Is that what happened?
No, actually got pretty much bounced straight back up. I don't even remember losing consciousness at all. Went straight to the bench and I just had a split just above my eye and they strapped me up. And that was in the second quarter. I ended up going back on and finishing the game.
Did you get some touches after that?
Yeah, racked up a couple. We're playing the midfield, so I get a bit of the ball.
When did it kind of hit you, Justin? Something went right.
It wasn't too bad after. It was the next day I started getting some pretty bad headaches and more of a pressure type headache than a normal headache, so I knew that something wasn't right. And I went back to the hospital and they run a scan on my head and told me the results. And I ended up having to go up to the Gold Coast Hospital for emergency facial surgery.
Yeah, so you basically flown to the Gold Coast, and you're out of action for how long, Josh?
They told me 12 weeks, but I was back in 11 just a week before the final. So
of course you were.
Well done, Josh.
A couple of plates.
How much money were you getting per game, Josh?
I'm not getting paid. It was just local league up here, mate.
Yeah, but we know more than anyone that local news matters.
Absolutely.
Right across the day. Brought to you by National Mutual. With Dave Hughes.
Are we being sponsored by National Mutual?
Or? No, that's from 1999. I believe that company is no longer with us.
Oh, well, if they want to restart it up, we will be there.
Some news you could start with that they have gone bust.
National Mutual. Yep. You would have thought they would have lasted, but they didn't. Maybe they did. Maybe we haven't done our research. I'm not sure. all right, this is a big one, local story. A woman has, and there's no laughing matter right here. So.
Okay. Oh, see, now you've said that, you're going to make me laugh. Okay, go.
A woman has suffered head injuries and been rushed to hospital after she was a victim of a brutal cow attack.
Sorry.
The incident involved a woman in her 70s and happened about 9 a.m. on Monday on Marmaray Road in Kemps Creek. A New South Wales ambulance spokesperson confirmed the woman was injured by the cow after it head-butted her. There are cows headbutting people, and it's not getting enough attention.
Well, to be honest, what we do to cows is way worse.
Does it say there if she knew the cow, if they had beef before this?
I don't know. Well, I know. You'd hope that they had.
Was she milking it at the time?
Well, do we want her to have known the cow or not? Because, I mean, obviously...
You'd rather it be a stranger, but a lot of these kind of attacks are by a known person.
Well, it's not a person. Let's not correlate this to other
cow
incidents. Okay. But it is not known what happened to the enraged bovine following the incident. So we don't know if that cow is still out there.
On the loose.
I don't know. Maybe the owner of the cow tried to just scurry the cow off. Come on. Come on, Betty. Let's get out of here.
Betty Moo Moo, get out.
We do know the woman is in a stable condition, in Liverpool Hospital. So
we send her our love thoughts.
No, we actually do.
We do. So. Oh, of course we do.
But I don't know. Look, I think that don't jump the fence.
Could we move on to the next item, please, sir?
All right.
Yep.
Yes.
What's the next item? Oh, the next.
Well, is it the Italian restaurant?
Yeah, let's do that one.
In Cronites in Parramatta, the opening of it.
Did you want to cross to me as a live cross?
Yes, please.
You're on the desk. Go. Yep.
We're crossing to Parramatta, to Cronites. It's a live opening of a restaurant, Italian restaurant. What are the scenes there?
Hi, Erin here reporting live for Hughesy's News. There's no toilet paper.
No, at the opening?
Yep.
No toilet paper at the opening.
No toilet paper at the opening. Behind the scenes, those present complained of a lack of toilet paper.
Well, was that a poor planning? Why was there no toilet paper? Any?
We've sought comment from organisers and officials. It's yet to come. They have just released a statement, actually.
What is it? Is that from...
We had fire dancers.
Yeah. What about... Was a brand new venue, though? Can you get the actual quote from the woman?
The venue is brand new, hence, of course, we'll smell brand new. We are positive, based on all the feedback, that all invited celebs and influencers thoroughly enjoyed themselves, as their socials speak louder than any stories.
Did they have a private stash of toilet paper? Was it?
Where was Kaylin? Was Ponga there? And man, maybe they were in one of the toilets with all the toilet paper.
Very good point.
Thank you.
I wonder men are congregating in toilet cubicles, you know? Because
what?
Because
this feels like an editorial. That is Hughesy's News, thanks to National Mutual.
Hughesy, Ed and Erin.
You let go a year ago, didn't you, Erin?
I did. I let go. Well, I guess we all let go in some way. So I was with my former partner for 5 or 6 years. We had a little girl, Eliza, and it was exactly a year ago this past weekend that we separated. And if anyone's been through it, it's probably the hardest thing that you'll go through, particularly when you've got kids. And regardless of what your relationship is like, it's incredibly difficult. But you reach a stage where you know that it's sometimes your only option and the thing that you have to do.
There ain't no gold in this river that I've been washing my hands in forever.
And I listened to that song a lot. That was Adele's song that came out at the time. And that was really, really powerful for me because it spoke about her journey through leaving her partner and having a child and that kind of thing. And it's terrifying, you know, when you first make the decision, because for me, I would have stayed for another 20 years if I thought it was the best thing for my little girl. But regardless of the fact that it is scary, sometimes it's the thing that you've got to do. At first I was afraid, I was petrified, kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. It's a real journey.
Here we go.
Where would music be without breakups?
I know. God, they are a powerful thing. And so it's terrifying. It's scary. You go through so many moments. Am I making the right decision? Should I do it? Shouldn't I do it? Ooh. There's some really tough moments, particularly early on and all the first birthdays you go through, the first Christmases you go through. And the thing that I've found that I never realized, and I thought it was during COVID, my family aren't here. You feel so alone. But I had a 3-year-old at the time who's now 4. Mm. And she turned into the greatest support I could have ever hoped for. And the reason that I got through, which I never thought a 3-year-old would have that ability to just be everything. Did you ever know that you were mine? Don't laugh. It's emotional.
Love it. You're everything I would like to be. I can fly. Loving this.
And that is honestly what she has been for me, the most incredible best friend, support, and watching her be happy and grow and turn into this incredible little girl who is so happy with her mum and so happy with her dad has been amazing. And as you go through these little things that you thought might be horrific or you thought that it would hurt her, us separating, you feel all this guilt and all this failure, as you start to see that that's actually not the case, that it's actually the best thing, not only for the two of you, but for her, you start to get stronger. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And you start to not just feel stronger post-separation, but you become stronger in every other area of your life. I've never felt stronger professionally in securing what I want, in standing up for what I believe in identifying boundaries, in saying, no, that's too much, I can't do it. And this strength comes from doing something really difficult that you were afraid of, but then you do it and you realize, I'm so much stronger than I gave myself credit for. And the final part of this journey, something you said to me, Husey, when I first separated, and it was really awful and sad and hard, you said, hey, bright side, one day you will get to fall in love again. And at the time it felt so far away and there were moments, so many moments when I thought, I'll probably never meet anyone again or I might not meet anyone again. And that was okay because I didn't need to meet anyone again, but then I did and it's been beautiful.
Take goodness. Wedding song. Wedding song. Take my whole
life to. Wait for it. Stop laughing. It's meant to be emotional. Falling in love with you. And safe to say, I am at 38, nearly 39 next year, next week, next month, the happiest I have ever been that I can remember in my adult life. And so it's been really hard, but an incredible ending and a wonderful outcome.
Oh, wow, what a journey. You get to connect to all the music.
It's incredible. That music's so powerful. And I used to listen to all those songs at different times to help me get through, particularly Adele at the start. And now I look back and go, it's actually amazing. Sometimes you got to look back and say, I survived that and it was really hard at times. And it still is really hard, but it's still the best thing that I've ever done.
We are so happy for you. Absolutely. I'm sure everyone is. One of those other people who have... You also want to celebrate their
separations. Absolutely. Well, this is why you talk about it, right? Because there might be people who are just going through this now and thinking they can't see any light at the end of the tunnel. And I promise you there is. And if you know it's the right decision and you're brave enough to make it, then life afterwards is going to be incredible.
Well, the divorce lawyers might be busy today.
Not trying to encourage anyone. It's worth fighting for as well. Like, make sure you try all the options.
Well, there's no songs for that. 13, 10, 60. $50 cold hard cash. The you've separated. You made the decision and you're loving life. 13, yeah. 10, 60. Lines are open.
Maybe you regret
bucks.
The decision. Yeah. I'm like, come on. Nah. People trying to hang on here.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
Erin, fair to say you found yourself after separation.
Very much so. It's been, really tough at times, but also really incredible. And a year on reflection, just really, really happy. And my little girl's really happy and her dad's happy. So it's been a great outcome.
And we're very glad to have shared that journey with you. And we appreciate your honesty in, explaining it to us.
Well, hopefully it helps other people who might be a little bit earlier on in their journey, because there were some really low, tough times early on. And I promise you it works out okay in the end.
Well, Stephanie from Dundas can relate.
Yes, I definitely can. I've been divorced for about 3.5 years now. I've got two little kids. I've got a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old. I'm very thankful and blessed to say that I've got a great relationship with my ex-husband now, and he has a new partner that he's been with for about 3 years.
Good.
They have a little boy. I sometimes take care of him when they ask me to.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, we have a great relationship. But you definitely do find yourself, like you said, it can be tough at times, but I found myself, I ended up getting gastric sleeve operation. I've lost 90 kilos.
Whoa.
I was 175 kilos and now I'm 85.
Congratulations.
That's amazing.
Thank you. I've got a great new job. I've met a beautiful, beautiful man that treats me like a queen. Been dating him for the past 8 months. So 100%, it's bloody hard, but you get there, and I'm it's so worth happy. It in the end.
Isn't it just?
Stephanie, was it a mutual decision at the time, or how?
I thought it was originally, but it just wasn't working. And we got originally married because we're pregnant with my daughter, and you shouldn't do that. You really do need to think about it.
Yeah.
But like I said, we've come out the good end. I'm glad to say I have a fantastic relationship with my ex-husband and his missus.
That's great.
That's incredible.
And your kids are happy, Stephanie?
Oh, extremely. They see both two happy parents apart than two unhappy parents together.
And that is key, isn't it? They're in a happy 100%. Environment, regardless of which home they're at, and that is far better than being in an unhappy environment
in
the one home.
Exactly, and they love their bonus mummy and they love their bonus daddy, so it's great.
That's beautiful. Oh, I love that.
Thank you, Stephanie. A beautiful story.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
We know that Jay-Z and Beyonce have had their issues over their journey, but they're still together.
That elevator situation with the sister, Solange.
Yes, but they have made the choice to ride out the storm.
Which is wonderful, because some people are meant to stay together and are suited, but some people aren't.
Alex from Warriewood, what is your story?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I just wanted to firstly say that I am so happy for Erin, that she found she's in a happy place now, and she's come up through the other end feeling happier and stronger and very positive.
Oh, thank you, lovely.
So, I've been separated for nearly 2 years, and I'm still going through the separation journey.
Yeah.
But, I've been following your story quite closely, 6 months into my separation. So it's been very close to my heart.
Yeah.
And certainly, hearing your story and others is giving me hope that there is light at the end of the tunnel as well.
There is, darling, I promise. And just so you know as well, and, full disclosure, I still have moments like when my little girl's with her dad and I'm at home alone and my heart just aches, that it's certainly not perfect, and I tell you what, it's a hell of a lot better than what it was. And apart from those little moments that are hard, overall, it is just so much better. And I promise you, you'll get to that.
Yes, I hope so too.
Oh, thanks for the call, Alex. Lots of love.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you.
Stay in touch. Here's Chantel from South Penrith. Chantel, thanks for the call. What is your story?
Morning, guys.
Hey.
I split from my ex-partner about 2 years ago in October.
Yeah.
So we were together for nearly 8 years. We weren't married, but we have a daughter together who just turned 5. In the end, I think it was a mutual decision to split, but I don't think he wanted to sort of say anything. I made the decision to leave, which was hard, but definitely light at the end of the tunnel. I met my current partner in September a year ago. And I'm nearly 8 months pregnant, so
congratulations.
Now, yeah, things have definitely taken a turn for the good, which is really nice.
Are you getting on well with your ex now, or how's that going?
We have a really good relationship. You know, he comes over for Christmas morning. You know, he takes her when I need him to take her, and vice versa. And yeah, we're better friends now than when we were together.
And you're both in good place. He's in a good place as well.
He is. Yeah. He's single. He's, you know, chosen not to sort of be with anybody at the moment, which is fine. I've obviously gone the opposite way to that, but, yeah, really good. Like, yeah, he gets along with my partner as well, which is really nice. So yeah,
it's wonderful.
Definitely a good decision.
Yeah, a lot of people have been ringing and talking to our producers off air as well, and just saying that this is giving them a lot of hope there earlier on. So you've been part of that, Chantelle. So thanks for sharing your story.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. It is 8:42. When we come back, last night, Masked Singer, an absolutely monstrous reveal.
Yeah, a beautiful person, a great entertainer, and she has she's been in the center stage of the Wiggles for a long time. She's moved on from that, but we're going to need to find out what's going on in her life.
She also went through a separation and remarried very recently, just a couple of months ago. She was married, divorced, now remarried. So she's also gone through that and found love again.
Maybe she can tell us what songs have got her through.
Yellow Bow.
Susie, Ed and Erin.
Masked Singer got a new mask, 7:30 tonight on 10.
Look, it is great family entertainment. The kids are into it. My daughters have a scrapbook where they put all the clues in it.
Oh, I love that.
And they're invested.
Yeah.
And they were annoyed about, they're often annoyed about, they think the wrong ones go home. And they blame me. And they don't realise that I'm part of a team and I don't get the final say.
Yeah. Are you part of a team? Because, Erin, I don't know. This clip of you getting booed by the others didn't feel very team-like to me.
True. They absolutely got the crowd and egged the crowd up to go against me, all right? So I'm trying my best on that panel.
Yeah, I want to hear.
This is a big star. And initially with the clues, I was thinking, shh. And it made me think, Babushka. And it made me think, as in, the one and only Kate Bush.
That's a man's voice.
We saw it.
Made me feel sorry for all the footy players that get booed during games. You know, it's don't boo people.
Made me feel sorry for you, like pity.
Exactly. And I don't know if that's what I want.
No, I wouldn't.
I want jealousy. I want, it's another word.
Or inspiration.
Exactly.
You certainly don't want accuracy. And that was borne out again last night when you missed this great superstar when she was unmasked.
Emma was the zombie, and she joins us right now. Good morning, Emma.
Yay. Good morning. Hello.
It's been an outpouring of love when your identity was revealed. Have you soaked up the love?
Oh, it's pretty incredible. I think along the way, because people were guessing even from last week, I've received so many messages, but a lot of people, are happy that maybe their guess was correct.
Yeah, but how do you bat that away? What do you just block them? What do you do when people say you're the zombie? How did you deal with that?
Oh, I just didn't do anything. I just wanted to see what people thought. But I guess because so many parents and grandparents were watching the show, they recognized my voice straight away. And even watching last night, I thought I'd made my voice sound different, but it didn't sound different at all.
I mean, you fooled a lot of people. You certainly fooled me. So
can we hear a little bit? Let's hear a bit of Emma doing Creep.
Said I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo.
What a voice.
What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here.
Wonderful. Now, during the whole show, there was clues I thought about you giving up showbiz. That's not happening, is it, Emma?
No, I'm starting a new children's character called Emma Memma, and we're about to have our very first meet and greet next week in Sydney. So it's all happening.
Emma, I got an email yesterday from your people inviting Eliza and I to meet the new character, which is Emma Memma. But now this is a little bit awkward.
Oh.
Back when you announced that you were leaving the Wiggles, my then 3-year-old, she's now 4, was upset. She was unhappy. And I need to play you something, and then I need to ask if we are still invited to meet you. And I just want you to know that she takes after her father.
But you also need to remember this went live to air.
This went live to air, Emma, because we were not expecting this out of the mouth of a 3-year-old. Just take a listen.
Emma.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
That was the magic.
What?
Just got the magic.
I hope you don't get out at the meet and greet next week. So can you imagine? That was an angry 3-year-old who was expressing her anger through vulgarity.
Yeah.
You know, now listening to this, one of my friends was listening to your show and recorded them in the car whilst their friend was driving, and they sent it to me, and it was so out of context, I had no idea.
So essentially, I don't know why we didn't have the lead up to it, and I should have checked that. Yeah. But I'd told her that you were leaving, and she was quite distraught. But then she turned really quickly. It went from sadness to anger. But if you're willing to forgive her,
good. Yes.
Then I'd absolutely love to bring her to meet you.
Please do. We can't wait to see you.
Did you deal with many angry children over your journey with the Wiggles?
Oh, no. Children are so easygoing. They're pretty flexible. I think if they are upset, you know, there's something else happening, and they're probably hungry, let's be honest.
Oh, that is such a good thing. Now, Emma, just another thing we were talking about, it's been 1 year since I separated from her dad, my former partner, and I was just talking about the journey you go through and having met someone else now, and how you sometimes don't think that you will meet anyone else, and all the emotions. You've gone through that, and you've just recently married beautiful Ollie. Are you in a happy, amazing place?
Oh, absolutely. And we have moved to the Southern Highlands, and it's very quiet. It's unbelievably peaceful. But actually, you know, speaking of, you know, friends and you know, great mates, the first person that called me last night after the reveal was Lockie. And he's like, I've missed all this. What happened? Tell me all about it. It was really lovely for us to chat to him.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's your ex-husband, yes. Lockie. That's amazing.
That's what we want.
Love that, Em.
I needed Lockie for singing coaching on the show. But I was like, oh, no, I can't. I have to really try and do it, you know, on my own.
No,
nailed it.
You did an amazing job, and it's good to know that you're happy. So well done. Brilliant.
Well done, Emma. Can't wait for Emma, Memma, and the Masked Singer.
Emma, could we grab you? Could you do a podcast with us, Emma? Is that possible?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Well, this is we might do a podcast. Oh, great. You can get on the listener app.
Yes.
Yeah, grab that listener app. Fantastic. Thank you, Emma.
Susie, Ed, and Aaron.